Welcome to the world. Magic's World. Audio broadcasting. And consider the possibilities. And now, here's Magic.
Hi, I'm Magic, also known as Sir Magic. And welcome to Magic's World's very first audio broadcast. I guess you could call this episode one. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about defining your dominance. You see, without clarity, there is no mastery. For the purposes of this pontification, I need to make some definitions clear. In my view, there is a distinct difference between dominance and tops. This discussion is directed specifically at doms. Yes, what I have to say could apply to tops, bottoms, doms, subs, or slaves. However, today, I'm pretty much going to be talking about the realm of dominant submission. For those of you who walk the path of mastery, there should come a day or a realization, along with great horror, that if you, your sub, slave, boy, girl, were a car, you'd be careening all over the road like a Saturday night drunk. In this way, relationships can be much like car wrecks. You just can't help but stare, especially when it's not your wreck. Without clarity, you don't stand much of a chance of being the dom of your own dreams, let alone someone else's. Some of you now are where I have been, as surely as I am currently where many of you have already traveled. I think many of us know of a DS relationship where the sub rides roughshod over everything, the dom, the relationship, and anyone else they can. This is not to say doms control the relationship. For that matter, no matter how we like to dress it up, a relationship requires the participation and cooperation of two or more people. However, as a dominant, it is your responsibility to you, your sub, and your relationship to clearly define what you are about and what you believe and what you stand for as a man, woman first, and then a dom. If I were to say to you, tell me what your dominant style is. Define for me, as a dom, what you are about. Time's up. Could you do it? If not, you're not alone. One of the first steps towards defining yourself is having an understanding of your own emotional responses. In order to keenly understand how you perceive and process the world around you, so you can ask the right questions, which in turn leads to growth answers. When the occasional blue moon happens, and when I do have Dom students, here are some of the things that I require and during the process of evolution. I have them sit down and write, usually 500-word essays, answering each individual question I'm about to propose to you. You ready? Why are you here? Or, why am I here? Why do I dominate? Which do I like more, the power or the sex? Why? What does it each mean to you? Can you dominate without the sex? Is dominance for you a sexual act or spiritual science? What is your ideal partner? List 5 emotional and or personality qualities you must have in your partner. List 5 qualities you absolutely will not accept. They're what I call deal breakers. These questions should cause you to think clearly and precisely about what you want, what you hope to achieve in your relationship. If you don't even have a basic clarity on the nature of what you want from your partner, then you will easily succumb to a relationship of convenience and compromise. If you're not clear on the nature of yourself, then how can you be clear on the constructs of your relationship and its boundaries? Isn't, in a sense, the purpose of a dom to enforce agreed-upon boundaries? Yet if you can't define concisely what they are, how can you enforce them? One of the common complaints from subs is that their dominant doesn't enforce rules or notice boundary violations. A bigger question is, do you know precisely what the boundaries are? I mean, after work, kids, bills, traffic, everyday life stuff, are those boundaries reasonably attainable in everyday life? If you find as a person you don't have the energy or drive to live up to the expectations of yourself as a dominant to your sub, then maybe you need to examine your basic expectations of what a DS relationship means to you in the practice of everyday life. One of the ways I get my students to look at this is to sit down and write me a short story in detail of a day in the life of their ideal relationship. I have them meditate and visualize it in their minds first in all three dimensions. What would life be like from sun up to sundown to the end of the day? This accomplishes several things. It allows one to see how they perceive and process the world around them. It opens up what possible emotional triggers they have in regard to relationships. It also expounds upon what their underlying belief system is, and if there are any functional conflicts at play. A functional conflict is defined as having two different belief systems coexisting in the same thought process. For example, money doesn't grow on trees, but a penny saved is a penny earned, thus functional conflict. Another example would be in what I call the Madonna-whore complex. I'm going to talk in the vein of male-female relationships, since that's what I know. For some men, starts out, she was a great sexual being. Then she has children. She becomes a mother. Some men equate the mother of my children to their mother. They can no longer do certain things to her, even though she wants those things. They can't, because their view of the person is in conflict. They see them as mother. Mother is not sexual, therefore functional conflict. As a dom, you need to be cognizant and mindful of your functional conflicts, because they do determine your behavior, and more importantly, they affect your failures. I have always said there are many paths up the mountain, for they all lead to the same place. I hope your path takes you up the mountain to where you want to be. I'm Sir Magic. Thank you for listening, and be well and good to each other. Copyright R&L Enterprises, 2006-2007. All rights reserved. Magic's World. www.darkangel.com.